All right, so this week for story time, we are sharing stories about dilemmas that we have either faced as a player. Neil, you're going to be sharing one as a player, and then I'm going to be sharing one that our group recently went through as me DMing. I put Caleb in particular through a very interesting dilemma that when I looked at his face, I knew that I put him right in the position that was going to create great story and gave me some brownie points as a DM. So we'll start with your story first, Neil. Take it away. What happened to you recently as a player?
So just a quick backstory. The reason I don't necessarily have anything as a dungeon master is because my group is currently going through a super dungeon. So I feel like it's constant dilemmas and I couldn't really pick anything out.
Right.
So
is it still the 16 level mm-hmm. super dungeon?
Yeah, the Emerald Spire. Still,
you've been doing that since like May?
Yeah,
April? Something
like
that?
Yeah, it's big. And they do a pretty good job at RPing and doing bottle episodes when they come out. But for my dilemma, I actually joined a play-by-post with some of the forum members. And our DM, Elmarian Knight, decided to turn everything that we thought we knew on our heads and presented us with quite the dilemma. Start out in tavern blows up, now we're stuck in an empty tavern. And the whole town is post-apocalyptic, and we're going through, and essentially, because of the play-by-post, it lends itself better to really playing your character as if they don't know the other characters, because you don't have a lot of dialogue. So how I feel is just associated with one other character, because our backstories happen to go together. The other guys, yeah, great, they're helping, but yeah, whatever.
Well, and you don't hear all the stuff that is said from DM to other players that are at the table either. So you're you're literally in the dark on things that are happening outside of your character.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
So we step out into the town. Almost all of it is completely desolate and tore up, except one building. Of course. Let's go to that building. That's how this works.
Yep.
The character that I was, my backstory was tied to, is played by Friar Took. And he went in and there was like a pile of bodies. And then it was like mind stuff. So in the pile, you would see someone that you had like a great emotional attachment to.
Oh.
And so he went in there and another character did. And then I went in and I'm playing a druid. And so I saw like part of my backstory is that I wear a bear, like essentially like a bearskin headdress. And it was a really long-term friend of mine. So then I see that bear in the pile, and it's just like, oh no. Then
gotcha.
As I go in, though, he gets sucked into the pile, like hands reach out and pull him in.
The
character of mine,
Friar Took's character, or your character?
No,
does.
Friar Took's character. So I go and I like reach his hand, and it slips out, and he gets sucked into the pile of bodies. And
that's crazy.
The rest of the party is outside fighting essentially the like hedges. Turned into like an animated plant, and they're outside fighting him. So now here I am standing here, and I've just lost the person I have a connection to, and everyone outside.
The only person in your backstory.
But everyone else is outside fighting this crazy hedgerow. and so now I'm just standing there.
Do you dive in after him? Can you dive in after him? Or do you go and help your friends who might die from hedges?
Yeah. Side note, I totally decided to dive in after him.
Good for you. So, it makes sense because that's the person that you're the most connected with. I think I would do the same thing if this was a D&D world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So and then even before that, though, like I had the dilemma of, do I stay and fight this hedge that's right in front of me, or do I even go into the house and go figure out what happened?
Nice. And I love the fact that with this story at the very beginning, you're like, yeah, we were faced with a dilemma. I was like, what? You got nuked right at the beginning of the game? And you're like, ironically enough, yes, that's basically what happened. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting to guess that right off the top of my head, but sweet. Yeah, that would, I think once something that is always just a great dilemma is to do something to really close friends. But yeah, so we'll switch to my story now, unless there's anything else you want to add about that.
No. Okay. That thing is just full of dilemmas. It's a great campaign
so
far.
You said that basically, like, I was like, so have you had any dilemmas? No, you're like, yes, the whole thing is just one big dilemma after the other, which is great. It makes for a lot of fun as a player.
Yeah, and I think it's been really interesting to the experience the play-by-post, because this is the first one I've done, and what it allows you as a DM, and this would be an interesting way, thing for people to try, what it allows you as a DM to split the party. You just make another thread, or you could just have one-on-one private messages. I mean, it's really interesting what you're allowed to do because you're not all sitting at a table.
Yeah, and you get the opportunity to play even when you're not with your group. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you could just keep playing that way, and then when you meet up again, even you just continue where the play-by-post left off. Or
yep,
yeah, that's really cool. That's what we do for Hired Heroes as play-by-post, and then when we get far enough along, we then record it. It's really cool how that all works out. So I have a story about a dilemma as well. This happened in the last, and so we'll talk about it. And you probably, if you've listened to the epilogue episode, which I think that's will have come out by this time, you may have heard this story, but it's one story that we didn't focus a whole lot on. And one of the things that I had happen is all of the dragon spawn things are happening. They've since attacked the very beginning city where we started the campaign out. They were like getting revenge for everything that's happened to them so far. Caleb's character, who's a Diabolus, like this really horned devil looking creature, you know, realized like, well, they've attacked my home city. I don't know if my parents are okay. He got close enough to the point where he could scry his parents. And so he scryed and looked at his parents from afar. And he sees that they're chained up in a row, walking closer and closer to this thing that creates humans and transforms them into these like mangled looking dragon spawn. And he sees them slowly walking forward. They're like maybe 5 minutes away from getting transformed into these dragon spawn. And this is like, they're headed there the next day. If he wouldn't have scryed at that exact time, like he probably would have lost his parents, maybe have killed him in the next battle. So that would have created its own dilemma in and of itself. But so he's sitting there and he's like looking through his mind at his mom and dad. And he like snaps out of it. And he's like, Karab, who is played by Mitch, he's like, Karab, we got to go. Just hang on to me. We got to go. He teleports in, finds his parents, cuts them out of their chains. People start like dragon spawn and like kobolds and lizard folk. They all start running towards where they see these people teleport in. And he's like, all right, we got to go. Boom. Teleports them all back out. Almost getting caught as they teleport back out. And it was this moment in time where I just like, anytime you throw family into the mix in D&D, like we all know how much like our best friends mean to each other and our family means to each other. When you throw family in and you say your family's about to die, the look on Caleb's face was priceless.
Oh, man.
It's like, as I'm telling him his, you just see his face just like drop, his mouth come open. And he's like, his words were, you would do that, wouldn't you? You're going to make me cry because I'm going to watch my parents die. I was like, yep, sorry, man. What are you going to do about
it? Well, like, that's the thing is like, given the scenario where he didn't save them, it's like, no, I'm not going to make you watch your parents die. I'm going to make you watch them get changed. And then it's on you figure out if you can do anything or if you just have to put them down.
Right. Ugh. Well, and what ended up happening is later on, like people would go back, like Martin, my brother's character was from the original city that we started in. He went back, realized that in the battle, his dad was killed, but his mom was spared. And so then he had to live with that like notion of, well, who killed them? Like there was nothing that we could do about this because when the thing that created the dragon spawn was destroyed, they all morphed back into their original form that they were. And so you see who you've actually killed. So it was on top of that. It was just like, you see, like they started in this town. You see family members and friends that live next door to you, that their family is now ripped in half because some of them died. Some of them didn't die. And it was just this moment where I was like, it was a happy ending. And at the same time, like they had to rebuild going forward, knowing what happened in this town. And so that whole night was just chock full of dilemmas. And it was great to see how the characters reacted. Caleb was put in a position where he had to deal with more dilemmas because of some things that happened to him in the future in the epilogue. So you can listen to the epilogue episode and hear the rest of that. But yeah, dilemmas especially at the end of the campaign that we just did were phenomenal. They shaped the way that campaign ended, and that look that Caleb had on his face will stick with me forever. That's the kind of look that I want to go for as a DM, is like that moment where it's like,
I did it.
Oh, crap. Like, what am I supposed to do? When you can get real emotions coming out of your players that aren't just forced ones, that's when you know it's like they're really invested in the story that you're doing. And so that was my story. I love dilemmas. I love throwing them in there, especially dealing with family, because they just evoke those real emotions that you can't really get anywhere else.
Thanks for listening to this week's story time. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters, and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.